परमात्मा इवन कृष्ण गौर हरि बोल, निदाय गौर हरि बोल, निदाय गौर हरि बोल। Can't you follow?
Yes. The Paramatma is all pervading witness.
Paramatma?
He's the witness of all the activities. And I've heard it said that
Paramatma is important in the relativity of the fallen souls that are in bondage. Paramatma's function is important to those that are entangling with the material world. The Paramatma has got his position there only. But the Gurudev has his position in the liberation, Vaikuntha, Goloka, everywhere is important position. Without him, no function can be undertaken or practiced or finished.
So, I've heard it said that the Guru is present within his instructions.
Yes. Dehudei vivagoyam nashvati vidyati kachit. His instruction, his body, his movements, his posture, gestures, are inseparably connected. God Vilas, his eye knows everything. Everything is there, but inseparably connected. Dehudehi viva. His eye can hear, his nose can see. In Brahma Sanghita,
Yasya
Sakalendriya Vittimanti. His leg can think in this way. Just as in mind can hear, mind can see, mind can touch the central thing. But the eye cannot hear, the ear cannot see, but the mind, the internal body, that can see, that can hear everything, central thing. And specialized, we may find that there is also ear, eye, ears, so many things. So in this way it goes there. Indriyan yasya sakal, angan yasya sakal indriya vritti manti. That we should keep our mind, in our mind, to have conception of the higher type of existence. Not compartmental differences are so tight. And the first. And the opposing. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari. Gaur Hari.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated that the Guru is either the representative of Radharani or Nityananda, Balaram.
Different department of service. The head of the is the head of the department, all the departments of services. For those who are grouped in that department of service.
So Balaram's department is Sakyaras or?
Balaram and the Sakya, Vatsalya also included somewhere, Santa, all this, except that of Madhura. Hare Krishna.
Yesterday, the day before yesterday, on Monday, you were saying that one has to go gradually. Otherwise, he might become confused. Sometimes I feel confused. So I want to know what I'm. Maybe I'm leaving something out in this sadhana. So what are the most important aspects of our
sangha? Sadhu sangha. Any drawback to be compensated by our more intense relationship, that is, observing relationship with the sadhus who are representing that world. Represents the dynamic characteristic of that society. The greater sadhu, the more dynamic capacity personified by coming in contact. Just as if we are cold, we want fire to quench the coolness in that way. We shall try to place ourselves nearer to the to those agents which is emanating that power, that force around him, attracting that power of attraction towards Vaikuntha, towards that land. We shall try to come and being paralyzed by coldness, by chill, and we must come to the fire to a normal position, comfortable position. So and we shall try to approach towards Vaikuntha, but here Vaikuntha means in the heart of the sadhu. And then in their daily ourselves nearby him. Hare Krishna, go.
Therefore we are coming to see you.
To get warm.
Maybe. To enjoy will also be diminished, and our past reaction that will also be loosened, and gradually we shall find that we are in the midst of that infinite. Our consciousness is a part of the infinite consciousness. Consciousness is all in all. First consciousness, then the experience of the consciousness. Consciousness is a part of the very consciousness of the infinite consciousness. when the Bhagavata chanting finished by Sukadeva Goswami, then in the conclusion, Sukadeva asked Parikshit Maharaj, Tantrajan Marishyeti Pasubuddhi Vimanjahi. Now, that you will die, destroy this animal consciousness, that I shall die. This is an animal consciousness, that I am one with this body is different. Pasubuddhi, that I am animal, I am this flesh and blood, this is me. Keep continuous your consciousness as a member in the conscious world. Don't allow it to come down in the material conception. That is Pasubuddhi, animal consciousness. That I am this flesh and blood. This is animal consciousness. You kill it. Do away with it. That don't allow your consciousness to come down in the world of material concentration. You won't die. You are a member of that place. Come to Rajan Marishyeti, that this serpent, the Chakshatu, will come and bite you and you will die. Don't allow yourself to identify that this body is yourself. Don't allow. Retain your conscious, you are a member of the conscious body. Your father. Don't allow. Pasubuddhi vimang jahi. That I am this body, I have what I am saying is, you are living in a conscious body. Don't allow yourself to come down. Then you are in the world of Brahma. Pure consciousness. Know that. Know that death is only possible in the body. But you are not body. The body consciousness, and what you see with your bodily eye, this bodily ear, disconnect. Disconnect with that idea. And try to live always in the conscious world. And Parikshit Maharaj has answered, by your grace, I am fully established in that state. No longer I shall be a victim to death. I have above death. I can maintain my identity. And also I can live and move with so many conscious space. I can meet that. That is in mind, in dream also, in each of them. So in the consciousness, also so many conscious units, there is great in Arada, there is great in mind, in my life. And here is divided by the material world. That is the meaning of humanity, in the consciousness. Santiyajam Marishyeti, Pasubuddhi Vimanjahi, how strongly he said within the state. The animal consciousness is serious. That I can die. What is Nidai Gaul Hari Bo, Nidai Gaul Hari Bo, Dayal Nidai.
I've heard from one devotee who read a large version of the Mahabharata that there is some. The Mahabharata tells a different story of the death of Parikshit Maharaj.
Huh? Okay.
Is
that true that there is in the Mahabharata that he died, he
different
built
from Bhagavata. Different from the Bhagavata.
Different from the Bhagavata.
Yes. Different angle of vision. From two standpoints it may be conceived. One, that Kalpabheda, Brahma's, this program, every day's program of Brahma, that is one Kalpa. Just as we also, in our daily duty, routine, almost we repeat the same thing with some little difference. Come out of the bed, cleansing face, then I'm taking tea, and then I'm going to duty. Some mainly common things there, and some difference also. Not every day they have a complete copy of the previous day's activities. So in Brahma also, one kalpa is one day. Many things similar and something different. So in Puran, they have recorded the incidents that happened. But we find this is different. One day's routine has been copied by one man, and another day's routine has been taken, described by another gentleman. So little difference we find there. Jiva Goswami Prabhu has explained like this, that we find difference in different Puran. One day's record, another day's record. A little difference there may be. Some kalpa, Varahadev came as white. Some kalpa, there is Varahadev came as Sham, black. Mahaprabhu's avatar has been described as Harit Varna, like that of Sukhpakhi, sometimes Pita Varna. A different kalpa. Every Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu comes to Parharinam Sankirtan. But Radha Govinda Medhitanu, only one Shrita Varaha Kalpa, Ashtavimshi Chaturjuge. Ashtavimshi Chaturjuge only Mahaprabhu comes as Radha Govinda. And in Krishna Lila also, that Radha Govinda, Swayam Bhagavan. In other Dvaparas, that Yugavatar Krishna, that is of different type. So, differences has been harmonized in this way by Jiva Goswami. That is one thing. Another I told by anything. What was the question?
Kalpabhed.
No, Kalpabhed is
Parikshit.
No, what was his question?
Yes. That's the difference.
He was just saying that this one devotee was saying it disturbed his mind that there was some contradiction
in Mahabharata and Bhagavatam.
Mahabharata and Bhagavatam.
The difference of the Parikshit.
Difference of kalpa. And so we find the difference in different scriptures. Another thing, the angle of vision. Angle of vision. Deeper vision can record the deeper representation. And the superficial vision, one records from superficial vision, he will say something else. And from deeper vision, he will say, oh, this is this. Or some doctor will examine the patient. He will find a particular type of disease. But another genius doctor, this is superficial this, but the deepest reason is this. Disease is of this type. It is not dysentery, but it is typhoid. Something like that. So, there is also some differences according to the degree of the diagnosis. What, just as in the case of the this Dhara Mandala Samsthan, Dhara Mandala Samsthan, Swami Maharaj says that sun is the nearest, then moon, then this Mars, and it is also mentioned in the list of the Baro, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I have to come to conclusion, I gave him suggestion, that this is not in the respect of physical distance, but influence. From the standpoint of influence, sun is nearest to the earth. And the next influence we have from the moon, and the third from the Mars in this way. The calculation in this method, the distance, the degree of its presence of influence, the calculation standpoint is different. So also, I missed what I was going to tell. Parikshit Maharaj.
Angle of vision.
Parikshit Maharaj, Mahabharata says that the Takshak came around and put his bite into the forehead. And Srimad Bhagavatam says that the serpent came and touched his feet. That is represented. But we must not approach with the physical history, the physical side of the history. From the standpoint of Bhagavatam, Parikshit is a devotee, and this is Lila of Krishna. And the Takshak comes, touches, he is a great devotee, he cannot give him hit on the forehead, it can give only touching by his feet, most modestly he should deal with this. This is the view of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Mahabharata to the ordinary, that as he get the result of karma, karma has come with his influence and circled his throat and gave his bite on the forehead. That is in the vision of the same Veda Vyas when he is writing in the mood of writing in the mood of Mahabharata writing. But that is discarded by Devarsi Narada. Have a greater view, more holy view, Krishna Leela. And any connection of Krishna that should be valued very highly than ordinary laws. So, from the standpoint of the author of Bhagavatam, yes, this karma came to serve Parikshit, not to force his power, to assert his power on him. So, the jato dakho Vaishnavir vyavaharik dukkha nishchai janiyo taha parananda sukha. Whatever you see, things of disease in a Vaishnava, you don't look it, that the ordinary patient suffering from his karma is daddy. But he is, internally he is enjoying. Just as Kunti Devi says, Vipada Santu, let the dangers come. But I want Krishna, because if Vipada comes, danger comes, I get Krishna. So Kunti's approach towards any difficulties is not an ordinary approach with the difficulty by all. Do you follow? I am clear. Am I clear? Yes. A little? So the standpoint differs. A devotee, when suffering from a disease, he does not care so much as an ordinary. Oh, so many great loss will be incurred. If I die, what about these young boys? Who will look after them? Where the state will go? But this sort presses him much. But when a devotee is suffering from the same disease, more like a, yes, Krishna's will, Krishna will look up that, he will see. If I die, yes, I shall attain a higher position perhaps than this. Not internally so much troubled. So the standpoint of the authors differ. Deeper vision can disclose one thing, and the superficial vision, his record is something, and who can see deeply, his record is different. Just in the case of a diagnosis of a doctor, something like that. Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Nidhai Gaudhari bol. Ultimately, the reign of the whole is in the hand of Krishna. Whom he wants to see in a particular way, he cannot but see that. He is entering the arena of Kamsa. Someone sees that he is a great wrestler. Someone, oh, great Tattva, Bhagavan is coming. The parents say, oh, my child is coming after so long. Some say, oh, the big diplomatic ruler is approaching towards us. As he wants him to be seen by others, the key is in his hand. So we won't think that all thing is dead and their description must be one and the same. It is all living, can move. There is not dead body falling here. They can't move their limb. It is all living. And the wire puller is awake in every part. He can force us to see anything and everything, the greatest hypnotizer. So all false. Daite bhadra bhadra gan sab mo dharmo, ehi bhalo ehi manda ehi sab bham. This is all erroneous records. The autocrat he is sweet with, that is everything. We are gradually to approach to that sort of causal position of the whole world. We have to approach. Dibbang dadami de chokhu pashyame yoga pashyame, what is this? In the great battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna, Dibbarup, and he was shown, how you are to acknowledge it? How we are to acknowledge that? Arjuna is saying that. What is the cause? With that thing in our mind, we shall try to have estimation of our environment as well as our own self. Do you understand?
Yes.
What's the time today?
10:10.
10?
10 minutes to 10.
Oh. Then here we stop. Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol. The decoration is very attractive. It was constructed by Man Singh, the general, the chief of Jaipur, the general of Agbar Badshah. And he was disciple of Raghunath Bhatt, who was son of Tapan Mishra, who lived in his later days in Benares and previously in Faridpur district, Bengal. Tapan Mishra, his son Raghunath Bhatt. He was the Bhagavat reader in the assembly of Rupa Goswami, and very, very sweet and music voice he had possessed. And Man Singh, he became disciple to him. Nija Shishya Dara Govinda Mandir Karaido. It is mentioned in Charitamrita that Raghunath Bhatt constructed that Govindaji temple by his own disciple. And it was also engraved in the temple that Man Singh has constructed this. So Man Singh was the disciple of Raghunath Bhatt, son of Tapan Mishra.
But there is Radha Govinda, this is not Raghunath Bhatt.
Raghunath Das is another. Raghunath Das lived in... in Vrindavan along with Rupa Goswami Prabhu. He is a Brahmin, Raghunath Bhatt. Raghunath Das, he was Kayastha born. But Raghunath Das, his position was superior. Though he himself told, Rasamanjali, Ruti Manjali. And this Raghunath Bhatt was Rasamanjali, a little higher position. All of them in Madhura.
So,
what was your position when Swami Maharaj left? Where you were?
In America.
When he departed, you were in service or a householder. At that time when Swami Maharaj departed?
No, he's a brahmachari.
Oh, he's a brahmachari. And he was living with his parents.
When Prabhupada left the world?
No, when Prabhupada left, I was a pujari in our temple in Philadelphia.
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 Yeah.
Their discussion, question answer. One came from Ohio University. Harvard. Hare Krishna Gaur Hari Bol. And your education there? How much?
12 years.
Graduate? No more than that. Doctorate?
No, no degree. Just 12 years high school, but
arts or science?
No, arts, no science.
Huh?
No degree.
No such general education?
General.
Huh?
General.
And your parents, your father is doing which thing? What is he?
He's in electronic business.
Huh?
Electrical business.
Electrical.
Ah.
Electrical and electronic, different.
Yeah, which one? Electronic or electrical?
It's electronics. Electronic. He's working with this videotape.
That's more developed, huh? Electronic video.
More developed, yeah. Video, television like they
television.
Were doing.
Yeah. How many brothers you have?
Three.
Huh?
Three brothers.
Three yes. Brothers. They are all living in a joint family.
No, our family is broken up.
Broken up.
By divorce.
He was which son?
Number two.
Second son.
Yes.
Mother does not cry for you?
No. A little bit.
Willingly given up for the service of the God.
And she has sacrificed.
Sacrificed. Father also.
Yeah. She likes what I'm doing, but the father, he is big.
Is
Asur. He is atheist. He does not like.
Are they disciples?
No.
But not anti. Not against.
My father, he is against.
Against.
He cannot say the word Krishna. He is such a demon.
But does he say God?
No, he doesn't.
No.
Good. He cannot say.
He can't say God also.
No.
Allah?
No, he cannot say.
Nothing of the kind.
My mother, she says Krishna all the time. She likes. Because they are not living together, they are divorced. The whole family is broken apart. This is a common thing in America.
But Krishna means all attractor. Can you deny him? The cohesion of the all the atoms and electrons, the attracting power is necessary. Attraction, that is the most fundamental potency. And that is not dead, that is a living thing. And there you will find Krishna. All embracing, all organizing, all attracting, and to attract all in conscious area, that does not mean nothing. That is everything. who can attract everything. What powerful is he and what capacity he has got. All attractive principle. Who can attract? Well, only that is endowed. He can't but admit that there must be all attracting potency, and that is a living thing, not a dead one. That is endowed with life, then that becomes Krishna. And when he attracts the conscious, then the attraction is known as love, beauty. Conscious unit can be attracted only by love and beauty. No force can do that. Force fails there. All embracing, all loving, all beautiful, all ecstatic, principle, central, the absolute. Everything is for him, and he is for everyone. Friendly relation. Purisam sarva bhutanam. Have you gone through Bhagavad Gita? Bhaktaram yagyadavasam sarva loka maheshwaram. Purisam sarva bhutanam gantamam shanti mrityati. Though I am enjoyer of everything, absolute owner and enjoyer. Bhuktaram yagyadavasam sarva loka maheshwaram. The supreme of the supreme am I. But Surhidam sarva bhutanam, at the same time, I am in friendly relation with all. If one comes to know that, then he finds real peace in his heart. That is, the world is not a place of anarchy. There is administration, justice, mercy, and the highest entity, highest quarter of justice and mercy is a friend of mine. Mine interest is really, sincerely, and truly represented there in his heart. Then I can sleep peacefully, no fear, no apprehension, even from atom bomb. The atom bomb will devastate only, suppose, the coat or the cloth. Tanturajan marishyeti pasu buddhi mimamsyahi. But our enemy is the animal consciousness. The body consciousness is our enemy, the vital consciousness. I am all spirit, all soul, I am there. I am the child of that soil. Anyhow, I have been dragged into this material consideration and identified myself more with the matter and forgotten my own position. Krishna bhuli sei jeev anadi bahirmukh atai mayatare dai samsar dukh. Prabhupada used to say dai samsar dukh instead of that is sometimes samsar sukh. Atai mayatare dai samsar sukh. This illusory pleasure. Not only pain, but even pleasure, so-called pleasure, has attracted us from the illusory quarter aspect. We have to kill this animal consciousness that I am matter. The matter is indispensable part in me. No. It has nothing to, it is a diseased mentality. Sukadeva Goswami says like that. Tanturayan marishyeti pasu buddhi mimam jahi. But just as in a dream, we can think, we may have such a dream, that my body My throat is cut off and it is fallen there. Satna jatha siras cheda in Bhagavata. In satna, in dream, we may see that my body beheaded and is remaining falling there. But unaffected, I see that. If the indispensable connection with the body, then the body is separated. I should not live. But I am seeing that my body is cut off there. The seer, that is also in my, but subtle cage. Sukhma sharir. But when that also gone, that subtle body, then we have got the real spiritual body. Yeah? Then our approach to matter will be different, quite different. Okay? Sita and the sun. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. And Ramchandra's kingdom. The name of the capital of Ramchandra,
Ayodhya.
And how many brothers?
Three others.
Ram, Lakhan, Bharat, Shatrughna. Ram, please. Ramchandra's position is between Narayan and Dwarakesha, Vaikuntha and Dwaraka. Ajodhya's position spiritually above Vaikuntha and below Dwaraka. Ram is Ekupatni Dhar. Single wife, not Bahu Vallabha like Krishna, husband of many, Krishna. But there is Vatsalya Rasa, what is absent in Vaikuntha. Madhura Rasa proper, according to our Guru Maharaj, is found only in Vrindavan. In Dwaraka, in Vaikuntha, in Ajodhya, more Dasya Rasa. Mainly of service type. Free. Both parties are free. Then the real Madhura Rasa is in its full swing there, possible. That's why I heard from Guru, my Prabhupada. They are so partial to Vrindavana Rasa, they could not give any recognition to Madhura Rasa in Dwaraka or Ajodhya or Vaikuntha. Categorically different. Vrajarasa. Parakriya rasa, Vrajarasa is categorically different from all others in the realm of Swayam Bhagavan, the beautiful, very enhanced. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai.
Maharaj, Narad Muni is in Dasya Rasa?
Narad Muni. Not Dasya. Mixed. Santa, Dasya. The seer, Noah, but not participator.
Oh.
Jnana vimukta bhakti parama. Chatushan is Santarasa, just above that. He goes everywhere. Some test in even Vrindavan. But as a rishi, devarshi respected there, in Dwaraka, but nowhere he stays in a particular duty. He is wandering.
Water.
Anyone?
No, no. Rain is coming down from that roof.
Oh, in the air. From the roof.
From that.
Coming from that.
Tarpatu.
Pavar.
Yeah.
And then it's sometimes coming down. So, from here we go to Mayapur. Now he has come to you only.
Oh, I've only come here.
Huh?
I have come here.
You have come to him.
To hear from your grace.
To him. And not to Mayapur. But visit.
Maybe we'll go there for a visit.
Once he must go.
Yes.
Of course.
There.